welcome to a special Christmas episode of Erp Chirp, a podcast by Albertans, about Albertans, but for all Erpers. I'm Erica Ensign.
I'm Annette Weirstra.
And I'm Kirsten Gorick.
And we are here celebrating the holidays. We are each of us wearing a Santa hat.
Yep.
We've got red, we've got sparkles, we've got green. We have a delicious cocktail called a Santa's Little Helper. So if I'm a little slurry, that could be why. Annette, tell the lovely people.
I've already mostly drank mine, so I probably need another one.
This is your concoction, so please take credit.
Yes, it is not my concoction. It's just one I've drank for a really long time. It's got eggnog and spice rum and Kahlua in it. One part each Kahlua, and we did a 1/2 ounce. We didn't want to get too crazy with our podcasting. So yeah, 1/2 ounce each in our portion of eggnog.
It's pretty good.
It is delicious.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It tastes like Christmas to me.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty great. And speaking of Christmas, our special Christmas episode for all of you Erpers out there is we are going to do a special commentary, a sort of quote unquote live commentary of the Erpmas Christmas episode. I'm pretty excited about this. We haven't done a commentary yet.
No, we haven't.
I've never done one.
Mm-hmm. Neither have I. And ooh, we haven't even watched this episode again since we watched it. So it's going to be a fun adventure.
I haven't rewatched any Wynonna Earp since the season ended because I have been so busy with other television shows. Because Doctor Who started basically right after.
Yeah, the timing worked well for us.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We slid right into Doctor Who.
So this is going to feel a little bit like when you haven't seen your family in a really long time and you go home for Christmas dinner or Hanukkah dinner or whatever it is. And like suddenly you're surrounded by all of these memories and some of them are warm and fuzzy and some of them are not so warm and fuzzy. And you have to revisit all of that around the dinner table.
Thank God we're drinking.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
Pause for refills.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we won't be pausing for refills because that would throw off the timing.
It would.
Luckily, I think we're all set as far as our drinks go. But before we dive into the actual commentary portion of the program, I just wanted to start it off with a little Christmas cheer, a little holiday cheer. So I want to go around the Erpers here or the Chirpers here. And just I would like us to share something happy about the holidays, that a piece of media, something that other people could check out that they could, technically, Annette, you've already done the Santa's Little Helper. Now everybody out there can go and make one of those for themselves.
Which you should right now. Go make it before you start watching.
but what else do you have for Christmas cheer?
Well, next weekend, we're getting together again with some extra people. And we're going to do a Christmas movie watch. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the trashy romantic movies like, you know, I don't know, Christmas Prince or something and The Royal Wedding. And
The Nine Lives of Christmas.
Starring yeah. Brendan and Routh. Then Erica has told us about The Nine Lives of Christmas with Brendan Routh in it. And it has cats and it looks like, you know, perfection in terms of trashy Christmas movie romance. And I'm very excited about it. And I haven't seen it. And so I've seen the other ones, but that's going to be new. And that's what we're doing next weekend.
So. I'm so excited to share that with you. It was somebody told me about it or I heard about it. And I was just so excited that there was like a Hallmark movie, Christmas movie, starring an actor I quite enjoy. I like Brendan Routh.
With cats.
Yeah, he's a fireman who adopts a stray cat. And I was like, this sounds like the perfect thing ever.
And it's and the cat is a catalyst for romance. Like, what else could I want?
Nothing. I mentioned it once randomly, and we always have Christmas with a friend's family. It's like my, you know, sort of adopted family in the Edmonton area. And I mentioned it once, just offhandedly, and then like the next year at Christmas, like way, way, way later, the cat and the dog of the household gave me a present.
So oh my God. Like,
that's so cute.
It was adorable. It was from Pookie and Shelby. And I was like, what is this? And I opened it up and it was The Nine Lives of Christmas. And then I watched it and it was actually everything I hoped it would be. So
that is my hope for next weekend.
I hope you enjoyed as much as
we
I
will
did.
Be having more Santa's Little Helpers. So
expectations are now very high.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't even say it's terrible.
I mean, I watched the really, really terrible one, so I feel like this one's
I'm like, I don't have very high standards for these movies, so it's like, I think I'm already in love with it. I don't need to see more. It's good.
Awesome. All right. Well, Kirsten, what do you got for us?
So my thing has a story attached. Ooh. It is the Michael Bublé Christmas album from 2011. So a couple weekends ago, I was visiting a friend in Calgary and, you know, we'd be driving around town. We went to a paint afternoon at a bar. We we did some shopping, and you know, every time we got in the car, she'd set up her Bluetooth and she'd put on like Serena Ryder or a different album, and we'd go do our thing and we'd come back and get back in the car and start up again. And no matter what we'd been listening to previously, her phone would default to Michael Bublé every damn time.
It's so Canadian.
It didn't matter if we were in albums or artists or playlists. Like, it just Bublé nonstop. And I had never really heard that album. I've listened to some of his music. He's like Mr. Crooner. So Christmas is kind of his thing when you think about
it. Yeah, that's the only album of his I actually ever listened to, I think. He's like, you know, modern crooner Christmas.
Yeah, it was delightful. And so, of course, Michelle was like, you know, I feel so bad. You're going to go home to Edmonton and tell everyone, yeah, I had a great visit, except she, you know, her phone is possessed and it just kept playing Bublé nonstop. So it was in my head all weekend. I came home, downloaded the album. I loved it. And on that weekend, here's the Erper connection. I finally got her hooked on it as well. We watched a couple episodes on Friday night. And when her phone allowed us, we listened to the first few episodes of the podcast too.
Aww.
Yay. Yeah. I'm glad that her phone decided to take a break from the Bublé long enough to get
to
some
let us
chirping in.
Talk.
We could have used my phone in a pinch, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that is awesome. My thing, and I'm going to blatantly admit that I've ripped off this little segment of Christmas happy things from my Doctor Who podcast, Verity, who in turn ripped it off from Pop Culture Happy Hour. So there's a long tradition of stealing the idea of doing happy things in podcasts.
You can call it sharing good ideas.
Yeah, sure. My thing is basically, it's a Christmas fanfic, and I know there are a lot of fanfic lovers out there in Erperland. So if you are interested in a Christmas fanfic that sort of mashes up a whole bunch of different Christmas myths and themes and stuff, this might be a thing for you. Jim C. Hines is an author whose books I quite enjoy. He has some great series that you should check out. But this is a thing that he just randomly decided to try on his blog. Then he was writing it as he went. It wasn't like he wrote out the whole thing before he started posting pieces of it. So it's in 7 parts. They're all pretty short. It's not a very long thing. And it's called Crimson Frost. And I can put a link to this in the show notes so you can go and check it out. And the idea behind it is that Frosty the Snowman has gone mad and is rampaging and killing reindeer and elves left and right. Yeah,
I think I read the first few sections and they're quite funny.
It's hilarious, and oh my God, does it get dark. Like, you will not believe what happens to Yukon Cornelius.
No.
My goodness.
My gosh.
But it's also hilarious. So if that sounds like the kind of thing that you might be into, I highly recommend checking it out. Also, like, basically the main badass character is Mrs. Claus, who happens to be a woman of color, which I think is great.
Ooh, okay. You're selling it to me now.
Uh-huh. Yep. And yeah. And so, like, you know, she and the rest of her North Pole cohort have to figure out why Frosty is doing this. Is somebody controlling him? If so, you know, what's the point? And I came for the Christmas mashup and I stayed for the mystery, and I was not disappointed by the end. I will say that.
That's good. I'm gonna have to finish
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll probably give that a start too.
It's not a huge commitment in terms of the time that it's going to take you to read it. And then if you like that, and if you like sort of that style, I can recommend some other Jim C. Hines books, because he's got some good stuff. But anyway, so yeah, that's my holiday cheer. Anything else you guys want to say before we dive into this episode, which I haven't seen in so long?
No, I'm excited. Let's do this.
Okay, now if you are new to listening to podcast commentaries, what you need to do is you need to get out your legally acquired copy of this episode and get it set up. We actually have it. It's paused on the very first frame of the episode. Actually, I think it's starting with a previously on. So right now we are looking at Winona and Doc staring down Michelle.
Mama Erp.
Mama, yep. Yeah, I think
yep.
So.
Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to say 3, 2, 1, play. And we will all hit record. We'll all hit play on play. So 3, 2, 1, play. And here we go. Previously on. I'm happy they're doing this previously on, because I don't remember
any of
this.
Oh, I can see the slap.
Oh, slap.
Yep.
Oh, Jeremy.
Oh, and he's coughing up dirt.
Oh no. Is he? Right. Oh, is he still missing at this point?
I think he is. Oh yeah. And this episode comes right after Jolene. So we just had that nonsense.
And Bobo's still in the well.
Ah, yes. Mm-hmm. There's so much that we didn't know at this point that we now know. It's interesting going back. Oh my God, the I forgot onesie. About her onesie. I want one of these onesies. Yeah,
really, if we make this an annual tradition, we're going to have to all get onesies.
I am so right. in. Or a Christmas sweater like Mama Herb's there. Like, oh yeah, that's right. We get to see the Menstrual Angel again. Doc with the Christmas tree. Way hot.
And just looking
way hot.
The elf costume is a thing. Look at those ears. They look like antenna.
They look like Spock's ears.
They're like only on steroids.
Really big.
Mm-hmm. she pulls it off though. She's so cute.
Oh my gosh.
Doc being manly with the tree. Mm-hmm.
This season demands the genuine. I agree. I grew up with real trees. I've never had a fake tree.
I have always had a fake tree, and I am like too lazy to get a real one.
It's a pain in the ass.
It's
it
a
really
lot of work,
is.
But it is fun.
And it smells so good.
I've had it for a couple of years. But
I get allergic to things, so I get sneezy.
Oh yeah,
that's not good.
Yeah,
you don't want that.
One year, my mom will hate me for sharing the story. One year, we decorated a fan because she didn't haul up the tree from storage. Hi, Mom.
That's so funny.
And the holiday fan.
Oh, that's amazing.
I don't put up a tree every year either. Just depends if I feel like it.
I haven't since I have lived on my own. This is just like at my parents' house. We had a real tree. I did dress as an elf for when I was in second grade for the Christmas play.
That's awesome. I was an angel in grade 5.
Were you a Menstrual Angel?
I was not.
Not in grade 5, probably.
I do remember them having to staple my wings down, though. They're a little haphazard.
That's no angel. Well, I love the Christmas that I always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I appreciate that. She was away for a long time and probably was dreaming about this every single Christmas.
Was she dreaming about having a bottle opener stitched into her sweater?
I feel like that's something she had before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that might have. Mm-hmm. Given what we now know about her history and the wildness of Mama Herb as a younger woman.
It's handy, though, and it's in the shape of a star.
For the top of the tree, I kind of want that sweater.
I feel like a lot of people wouldn't even know what that was until she actually used it.
Yep.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't notice it the first time that we watched this, so this is an eye-opening experience for me. I'm enjoying that. Melanie Scrifano such a good actress. Her reaction there. Toasted marshmallows. I don't think of that as a Christmassy thing, but
is this
I'll
our
take
first
it.
View of firefighter dude
Charlie? That's right. It is.
God, Nedley's beard is so
bad.
Not
that girl's like Christmas
his hair
tree
is
Santa
floofing
hat.
Out.
Like you can see his own mustache.
You can't tame that mustache.
That's true.
He's not giving it his all.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, there goes Tiny Tim.
Yeah, I suppose it's like it's not necessarily this that breaks him. He's kind of broken already, as we can see here. He's not even trying.
Oh.
I love the camera work in this sequence.
Don't run off on your own.
I mean, I grew up around cornfields. And like this gives me a little bit of the same feel, like you can only see down one row.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the swirling camera and the low angle. It just
and
makes
then it's
it
at night,
so
you get that effect with the lights.
Yes.
Uh-oh. Bolshar. Oh, yes.
Looking so festive.
That's a snappy hat.
It's a snappy cape.
It is. I mean, the whole outfit is pretty amazing.
He's a well-dressed bad guy.
Mm-hmm. His outfit all he's got going on.
His
really.
Outfit is better than Nedley's.
Oh, opening credits.
Theme music. We will not sing for you.
No. No.
Oh, okay.
We're singing again. Do it. Do
Go
it.
Go for it if you want.
To take you back.
You're not. I'm not trained.
I'm not really trained either. Like once upon a time I was. Oh, I want her sweater.
Sparkly sweater.
Yeah.
She's so damn cute.
She is. I love her. I mean, they both are. Oh my God, walking in those elf shoes looks really difficult.
Is she driving in the elf shoes, though? Ooh,
that seems unsafe.
I feel like she should arrest herself.
Yeah, you shouldn't drive in flip-flops or elf shoes. Mm-hmm.
I know when I was, at least when I was learning to drive in Wisconsin, there was a law that you can't drive barefoot, which to me seems dumb because I feel like you'd be more in touch with the car than less. I
think that seems safer than flip-flops or something where you could
get caught.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I feel like you can't drive barefoot in Canada either.
I don't think you can.
Huh. Interesting. Our blessedly absorbent friend. I like her braid. Oh, that's right. This is where he finds out he's an angel.
This is almost enough to make you become vegetarian if you're not already.
Right? Like, I can't do raw poultry.
I do enough cooking of meat products that this is like, that's not a fun part of it, but you know, it gets you to the good stuff. Also, like, did you just go out and slaughter a wild turkey? That thing does not look like a wild turkey.
No,
wild turkeys.
Although its legs are
gamey,
sticking out. Funny.
I mean, maybe it is, but from what I understand, I think I said this on the podcast when we talked about it. Wild turkeys are not delicious.
That's
usually.
Right.
Isn't Dom in real life vegan too?
She is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this scene had to have been.
Like the smell. I think she talked about that in the behind the scenes
stuff.
That's
right.
Yep.
I'm also digging the pearls on Mama Earp's giant turtleneck.
Are they pretty? Are they little silver?
I don't know.
She's
switched
her sweater already.
Oh.
She's just got a whole collection of Christmas sweaters.
She has really worn them for years.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Flashback. Sort of. Lots of close-ups in this flashback. Oh, right, because we don't want to see his face.
Yeah, because we don't know who he is yet.
Right. I'm enjoying the camera work on this part, too.
Mm-hmm.
Selective focus. Whoop. Way to bring it down there, Winona.
That's right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They beat the demon together. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she really did wear a lot of white in this season. And I mean, maybe the earlier seasons, but...
Yeah.
But certainly this season, they did...
Well, even being sparkly and shiny like an angel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. I mean, that's not, I guess, technically white, but it's definitely light. Light color. And Winona always
wears a lot
black.
Of black.
Yep. Yeah, I'm trying to picture Winona in anything light
in color.
She'll wear some blue.
Doesn't she wear a bit of red?
Yeah,
yeah, but that's, I wouldn't call red light in color, though. I like that apron.
Oh.
Vegan, you're already a lesbian. What?
Have that angel.
Angel on speed dial. Just dial him up.
Oh, I really wanted a Mama Earp and Bobo scene.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay, what happened to that tree?
He dragged it all the way.
He dragged it.
On every single side.
See, look, I'm Jeremy. Jeremy gets allergic. I'm tightening up around the sinuses. This is me.
Is that even... That's not the same tree. That looks bigger than the one that he was bringing into the house.
I feel like they probably didn't actually destroy a tree in the meantime.
I'm sure it's supposed to be the same tree, but... Not close enough.
Oh my gosh, I remember loving this scene.
Duck has no idea what the Bechdel test is. Give him some advice, Doc. Oh,
Jeremy.
We fawn over you, Jeremy.
I was like, we fawn over him, but not in the right way, probably, for him.
Doc's face.
I think we're missing some parts for him.
Doc's face is like, oh, yeah, you're right. Lots of people love me. He's adorable.
Aww. Well, I don't know that I love him when he's a vampire douchebag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I just remember there's a terrible scene coming up where someone tries to be direct. Anyways.
I don't remember, but we'll get there.
I just know that this was not like the happiest Christmas cheer. No. This is not your Hallmark Christmas.
That poor tree.
Yeah.
That's how I feel at the end of this episode.
That poor cleaning staff, or maybe they don't even have a cleaning staff. It's probably poor Nicole and the rest of the receptionist. Oh, Jeremy. And what is the name? Like Jeremy Cute as a Muffin or something like that? That's what they put in for.
Yes.
He put in for his last name, which I love. Oh, and then this is just a weird,
not festive.
It's like the anti Santa's workshop.
Yeah,
it's like dentist chairs.
It is.
So scary.
And
his anti list. Mm-hmm. Look, he's like the anti Santa.
Oh, he is. This is totally everybody's he's on the naughty list, though.
He's got his naughty list.
Oh, and he even says on the naughty list.
Oh,
of
he's
course.
Got a new hat,
wider brim, more imposing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, slightly tilted at a jaunty angle.
Yeah,
because it's Christmas, so you know it's slightly jaunty.
It's not as good as his cape. True. There we go, Robin.
Robin just looks so tough and badass there. Like the first time I saw this, I didn't even recognize him.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it just styled so differently.
Oh, Natalie. Oh,
I hate this. I don't hate it, but. I'm sad for Nedley.
I'm just thankful that he didn't end this way.
I think we were very worried for Nedley's fate.
Well, I thought they were going to kill him off.
Yep.
Yeah, I thought so too.
I did too.
Like Nicole takes charge.
In her elf ears.
Yep. Yeah, it does make it a little bit harder to...
Right?
Oh, and Charlie's got a Santa hat on.
He's got a Santa hat.
It's like mine long.
Mm-hmm. Your twins. Although the brim on that one is very wide.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, fire services.
See, it is the first
time. Nobody
we saw
trusted
him.
We so did not trust him at this point.
No. We never trust anyone new.
Nope. I love it when she goes into like detective mode. She's just laying it down. Can't be a kid. There's too much blood.
It's like she's learned things over the last couple of years.
Dolls taught her so much.
Mm-hmm. Is that disdain or what? Like, she almost eye-rolled him.
Mm-hmm. You have a guy? You have a team?
A posse.
Yeah.
Bam jam.
Whoop.
Shit. Trees are attacking.
Uh-huh. Well... Now we know why.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You do the same thing.
Yep. At least they got to land in snow. That would have been less fun. Yeah, why does he know so much about trees? Just
apparently he
arborism.
Reads books.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, he's extra smart because he's not.
That's true.
He's how many years old?
Doc is drawing.
Nerdzilla.
Doc is drawing on an iPad. Like, it actually looked like he was not bad.
Oh, she just gave him a cup of blood and guts.
A coffee cup, of course.
Oh, gross. At least there's something in the coffee cup this time.
That's true. Bloody snow. And that actually
thanks
like
for telling everyone.
You know what? She's right. We don't talk about how we're in that town.
Never.
Respect.
Mm-hmm. I like how they're just, you know, getting to know each other in the background. Doc's like, oh, I can't shake hands because his hand is all messed up. But does he maybe also not want to shake hands
with the charming
hot guy
new firefighter?
Just
he's going to start stooping his girl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Right. I was like, where are you, Waverly? Oh.
Just going to see an old friend.
Oh, dear.
Hushar?
Hushar.
To be fair.
Jeremy.
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To be fair, he is a big dick.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Doc is
snap.
Gatekeeping. Purgatory gatekeeping.
Oof. I wasn't ghosted. I was kidnapped.
Which is exactly true.
It is.
And, you know, it gives him some extra reason to work on the blood test real good.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ooh.
Shade.
Yep. Oh, and then he just says, my wife.
I love Waverly and her shotgun.
Yes.
And she's wearing like fluff over sparkle.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Commercial break and back to the show. Oh, this dress. Of all of her dresses.
The bun cage mabob.
Like, does she ever look anything other than amazing?
No, she does not. But this is my
favorite. Look at her shoes. I never noticed her shoes.
Oh, they have like poofs on them.
They do.
Yeah. And they are.
Oh, my aunt would have loved those shoes.
Hot pink. I want that dress. I can't stop just watching how it moves. That is like
perfect Christmas party material.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please. Yep. All I'm watching is the skirt. I can't see anything else. Okay. Oh, why not turning on the light? She's so pouty.
She's not a victim.
Mm-mm.
Oh, right. I'm the same as the day I met you. Hmm.
With
what?
My gold plates.
Okay. Dense. Well, that is kind of dark. I feel like I can see her breath. It must be cold wherever they're filming.
Oh, yeah, you can
see
her breath.
She's got to be freezing in that getup. I mean, yes, I know she's a vampire, so she's probably not cold, but...
It's like the house isn't heated.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else gets to keep their coat on.
Yeah, really.
I believe it. I could see her saying repeatedly that I'm a vampire and just being like, yeah, haha. That's so funny.
Uh-huh.
Oh, poor big nose Kate.
Yeah. Doc is so slow. Oh, boy.
A little competitive happening.
Oh, this moment, though. I just couldn't bear to see you like that. Wow. That's cold.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I thought about you after I left you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is just after.
Me too, Winona.
That's right.
Oh,
it's Bruce.
This is
80s.
Oh, that's right.
This is so cold.
You forgot this the other night.
He's giving her the stink eye.
Yeah.
To be fair, he can't really have it both ways.
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Do you really? Do you
I
really
call
need
Bolshar.
Him? Yeah.
She left him when he needed her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bobo. He does great finger acting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Michael Eklund does.
Oh, we're getting more flashbacks. Hazy and
dark
tones.
The past was very bright. Very bright.
Well,
lots
the angels putting out a lot of light.
Fog.
True. Except the angel's not there.
That's right.
Waverly, that name means something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Aw.
Oh, baby. See, finger acting. I wonder if that's why they gave him so many rings, because they knew he was going to be very expressive with his...
And one
well, it really
painted
does draw attention
pinky.
To your hands.
Yep. So this is the part that like makes me laugh. So Michelle had lost a lot of blood. She passed out. So I just took you.
Yeah. I just took the baby, left your mother laying there.
Bleeding out.
Go see your douche dad.
Yep. Here's a baby. Take care of it. I find it interesting that he knows it's not his.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that explains
Bobo protects
the way she grew
Waverly
up.
Again.
Yep.
Aww.
You've hurt this angel.
This baby's sleeping right through it. You can tell he's serious because, yep, he did his trick and he's still holding on, which he does to Winona later.
Mm-hmm.
Which was technically earlier for us. Timey-wimey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is a coincidence. God, Bo, you're so friggin' cryptic.
He is.
All the time.
So delightful.
Does he ever see Charlie? Does he ever...
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No, he does near the end.
Oh, yeah, he does.
Because doesn't he kill him?
No, Waverly does.
No, Waverly kills Bobo, but doesn't Bobo kill Charlie?
Oh.
I'm pretty sure he stabs him.
See, it's been a while since we have watched this.
And we need to actually rewatch.
Remember,
the
he's like Commando
series.
Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's right. Ugh, that awful.
That's such a bad look. And also, killing people was bad. But
well, and he died a few times.
This is the one.
Oh no! My heart hurts.
It's like
here.
A train wreck.
You can't just say the offer is always there.
No, that is not wooing.
Winona has a really good point. Yeah, and like, is he just flat out lying? Because you were with her, dude. You were with her.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is where he should have said, you're the woman, and she's the other woman, and then maybe things would have been better. Instead, another woman. Cold, dude. What? What
is it? Use your words, Doc. Use better words, Doc.
That was a shut up and stop talking kiss, and it's so uncomfortable.
I hate
it. They just like put their lips together and nothing.
Yep. Ugh. Oh my God, there's skulls on her scarf. I just noticed that.
You could admit you love her.
Bad move, dude.
If you know That's nothing terrible. About
he
Winona?
Can't say it to her, so she can't.
You guys
look at his
worst
sad face. It's so sad, but he's so terrible at this.
You guys suck.
It's not that
Medley.
Hard.
This just hurts me. Oh my God, she's still got the earline. Okay, this is like, I feel like it's a step too far.
Yeah, you can take it off.
Yeah, he's not Santa anymore.
Mm-hmm. Tell him. You tell him.
Oh.
He's just... Yeah. Oh, God. Purgatory is a horrible place. He's right. Bad things just happen.
It does.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be pretty awful.
Nedley's pop culture consumption is
right. Like, it's impressive.
Way better than mine.
Pretty Little Liars is very bingeable.
I've
watched some of it, but never finished.
It's always been on my like to binge someday list, and I just haven't
gotten
around to it.
Worse as it went on, it should have ended earlier than it did.
You can say that about
that's,
like
I was
many
like,
shows.
That's usually I know, right? The case.
Yep.
Oh, finally, she's de-elfed.
Yes, I like it was funny for a while, but this is better.
And we find the crime scene. Did they not report that to the cops? And this is the first they know about it.
I don't know. There's tape
around.
Looks
like there's tape around.
Oh, one of those flowers.
That look fake, but actually aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look like they're plastic.
They do. But they're waxy looking, just waxy looking flowers.
I mean, get in the dentist chair.
Oh.
This is unpleasant.
Not good.
Don't watch, kid.
Don't you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, right?
No.
Nope.
Like, and how? Oh, it's so big. How do you even swallow it?
Mm-hmm. Like this?
That's
like,
how.
Oh, with my the God. Goo.
I mean... In one sense, I'm kind of like respect for him for doing the dirty work himself.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, But what is that? It looks like paint.
I think it's a Jell-O pistachio pudding before it's set. I think Jell-O brand pistachio
pudding. It looks about the right color.
I think it's a little too green.
I feel like once it sets, it's slightly less green. So he is alive.
Look at his face. I just want to hug him.
Science. Using it. Lots of blood.
Now we're going to find out about the blood. Mm-hmm. It was pig blood.
One of the things I appreciate about this show is they really put in a decent amount of like procedural stuff. I think it happened more in the first season.
Probably.
But it still crops up here and there. And I do like that.
Jeremy's good for that stuff.
Yep. Yep. Look, this is how we figure it out.
I think we lost a little bit of it when we lost Dolls.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was very by the book.
Very procedural.
Yep. And I mean, really, even when we, like, before we lost Dolls, but when we lost Black Badge. Like,
yes.
They were still trying to do it by the book, sort of, but there wasn't as much pressure to do it that way. Tiny Tim.
Great.
How could he possibly know that?
Right?
They look the same.
Ugh. Shut up, Bolshar. Like, what? Nobody knows what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, way to hold a grudge. Maybe you ended up in the ground for a century because you kidnap people and shove things in their mouths.
Yeah,
and because your wives hated you. Well, one of them.
You're just
Look at Robin.
Yep, stepping
being
up.
Being a hero.
He really was the hero of this one, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Aww. I know how to do that fake hair pull. I learned in a theater fighting class.
Ooh.
So you're going to teach us how to do that later?
And to the last, like, it's all right. It's going to be okay, dude.
And
such a good guy.
Fade out. Winona. Ooh, firefighter.
Did you say super duper?
Yep.
What?
See, and this is the thing. Like, yeah.
He knows she was testing him.
Yeah, like he's new in town and he's.
Yeah, he knew way too much.
Surprisingly okay. Or at least if he doesn't know stuff, he's okay with it.
Okay, so there's demons. Out. That's cool.
Yeah. This is her form of flirtation.
Mm-hmm. It really is. Oh, look at this. That's
see, hilarious. He knows how to talk to a girl.
Yep, using pop culture sure references.
Does. Mm-hmm.
And I've got a pink nose. Just, really, she was lost at that point.
Yeah, just that, pervy enough that to moment, be charming. Oh, no. No.
This is very, very Christmassy, though. Like, yep. Coming down the chimney.
this is very great. Winona Earp.
Yep. And this is the part that I have a problem with. Like, what if one of those people is undercover? She's just murdering left and right. I don't see her gun actually lighting up, so...
No,
so they're not...
Well, I mean...
Demons?
Or they just didn't bother to put that special effect in for long shots, but...
Are they even human, though? They're just
who
like
knows
walking.
What they are because yeah he's
we never see a face or anything no underneath.
That's true and he's just axing them to death like chopping
they
them.
Almost right? Just look yeah. Like shells of something
maybe they're just automatons of some sort like just they're powered by magic.
It does seem that way in later episodes when he just like sends them en masse
because yeah they're not the demons because the demons revenants they all show up later against them. I mean, that's my headcanon. I'm going to say that they're just empty suits.
Okay.
alive and walking because of Bolshar.
That works.
Well, not even alive. They're just right. mobile.
Animated.
Oh, oh, he's got green goo.
He's got puddin' mouth.
They are so not afraid to get dirty in this show.
No. And everyone's so dirty.
But they
but
got
it's
him
a
back.
Christmas miracle.
It is. Are they standing under the mistletoe right now?
Probably.
I can't remember.
Nope.
Okay, maybe not.
Wrong doorway.
Oh, look. Oh, that's right. Be good.
I'm so happy.
I love that he remembers that immediately.
Yes. I thought you didn't like it.
Zombie beekeepers.
They're so cute.
They're so cute.
Oh, he's so awkward.
Oh. Yay!
You taste like pistachio.
His face is so good.
Boxing Day. This show is so Canadian.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yay, Boxing Day.
Mm-hmm. Good teamwork there,
buddy.
Buddy.
She slaps him on the arm.
Yep. Cranberry sauce. I am not a fan of the cranberry sauce.
No,
so.
Me neither.
Like, who is a fan of the cranberry sauce?
My dad
sauce?
And my brother, like,
there's
the
always like
stuff.
One person
and
in
you
the
have
family
to have
it.
Just
you
for
always
that
have
one
to have
person.
It.
Yep,
it's weird. You put jam on meat.
I've even had homemade, like, not from a can, and it's still not good.
Yeah. I made it one year.
I had the chutney. It's just not good.
Medley.
You'll get your groove back, I promise.
Oh, yeah, you're going to put on a holiday shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
A different holiday shirt.
Well, yes. Like, technically, yes, actually. She wants. No. Don't retire.
Ugh. Oh, disgusting. Like, it's worse in a can like that. You're supposed to at least mush
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, at least make it look less self-formed.
I love that they've done the Christmas crackers.
Mm-hmm. They're always yes. little crowns. It's so Canadian.
Always. Mm-hmm. I like the candles in the wine bottles.
Yes, I've done that. That's nice. And Waverly's shirt lights up.
Oh, yes. No, I super want one like I that that lights up somehow.
Steven last night, he hasn't showed it to you guys yet, but he got a scarf, an Oilers scarf that lights
Aww,
up. It's
no
amazing.
Way.
Yeah, and it's
that
like,
is so cool.
It flashes on and off and stuff.
Oh, and Nicole has a Calamity Jane sweater.
Mm-hmm. I do remember admiring hers mm-hmm. the first time around.
Oh, they're not just wine bottles. That's bourbon bottles there. That's
oh,
nice.
Of course.
That's very on brand.
Stay on brand.
Yep.
To not getting ghosted, poor little
Doc. Stop looking at your phone at Christmas dinner. That is so rude. He's really taken to like modern.
He's
style.
Such a little dweeb.
Excuse me. I'm going to go see my wife, who I say I'm not interested in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
it's
yes,
true.
No. Oh, this hurts me. Mom was like, "You're not going anywhere." She should have gone somewhere. It could have changed so many things.
Would it have, though, really? Those two are not in sync.
But maybe they could have gotten...
Yeah, then maybe he wouldn't be a vampire.
Yeah.
They might not have lived happily ever after.
But he might not have gotten the fangs.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is making me really hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Next time we'll have to watch this with a full turkey dinner.
And Christmas crowns instead of Santa hats.
Yes.
Little Yorkshire puddings.
Yum.
I know how to make those.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Mm-hmm. Been trained.
And a giant glass of wine. That's what I want. Oh, I still have some of my Santa's Little Helper left.
Me too.
No, I finished mine and we have to finish so I can get another one. Oh,
I love this moment so much.
This is so
this
good.
Is delightful.
She's like, Mama finally gets it.
Yep. bringing everybody together for real. Oh my God, we really are so happy.
Her eyes were like brimming with little tears.
Mm-hmm. Look at that thing. So is that a sweater? Or is that another onesie that says straight out of North Pole?
That's a good question.
I think.
Looks like maybe a sweater.
It's a sweater. Yeah, it maybe is it pajama knit. Tops?
Could be. Oh, so now she can leave when it's too late to do anything.
Yes. Go after your man like 2 hours later.
And going to go.
That's a Harlequin.
Me too, Michelle. Well. Me too.
There's like, is there? This is the Christmas Hallmark movie moment.
Yeah,
maybe there's some fanfic in there for us.
And that line there, I still don't think I deserve him. Like that's the heart of your problem. Get some therapy, please. Oh, don't give her ideas. Oh, Mama, stop thinking what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Does she leave the next episode?
I think so.
Because I feel like she and Doc go on a odd adventure.
They have that little like, there.
It's like an odd pairing episode.
It's this episode that she goes to talk to Bobo though, I think.
Oh, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. You should have just invited him to dinner. How fun would that have been?
Oh my God.
He would have eaten in a very crazy
handsy way.
Yes, handsy.
Definitely just a sweater there.
Yes, it is a sweater.
Yep, see, she's thinking. Mm-hmm. She's thinking.
The wheels are turning.
Mm-hmm.
And where does she go? She goes to find Charlie's.
New meat.
The oldest looking fire truck I've ever seen.
It's cute.
I wonder if it's an antique they hauled out from Heritage Park.
Or is it like their Christmas fire truck?
For
special things like this.
The lights are not super functional.
Parades and that sort of thing.
Oh, you old are going to give up?
Yeah. Old Sparky. Oh, yeah.
It has a plaque.
A commemorative plaque. So they are like the banter here is... It's pretty first class double entendre-ing.
Mm-hmm. Look at that face.
Look at those dimples.
She knows what she wants.
She really does.
I still think it's partly revenge sex, though, because she thinks.
Yep. It is.
Doc.
She's honest, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole massive trust issues, though. But the fact that then he says, I like a challenge, I don't like that. Like you're going to change her.
Right.
But again, she is very upfront.
Mm-hmm.
No strings. But then he doesn't say that's fine.
He doesn't say it's fine. And he doesn't. It's actually not fine for him.
Nope.
For a number of reasons.
Yes, for very complicated reasons.
Uh-huh. And here we are.
So much back at the in well. This episode.
Oh, she's scolding. She's pretty good at finger acting too.
She brought him dinner.
That is true. Nothing's free. Oh.
Dinner.
Nope, more than dinner.
Or that.
And a rope.
She throws the rope down before he answers. Although she could probably just like toss the rest of it in.
Mm-hmm.
If he doesn't give it up. Of course, we're not going to see.
Nope.
That's kind of a myth. Oh right, the cute little outfit
and the dance that you guys were so didn't like.
Yeah,
I have a new lens now.
I have a new lens. It's not going to make. It's still going to be uncomfortable to watch,
but in a better way.
But she's so
cute. I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
She's really, really cute.
It's a really floofy skirt.
It is.
Where did she find that outfit? It's adorable.
Probably a Halloween costume. Sexy Santa.
Sexy Mrs. Claus.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of glad we have the volume down so low this time because this would make me so uncomfortable.
Aww.
But it's cute. Like, she sells it. She definitely...
Yeah.
She's doing what she should be doing.
And
it feels real. But it's too real.
No sexy dances for Christmas here.
Nope.
No, I order on Amazon.
Oh, I never noticed her light fixture before. It's like a little mini chandelier. See, I'm looking everywhere but Waverly, and this just
yeah, you're just like
to me because I love her, but yeah,
I think it's cute.
I'm glad, and obviously Nicole did,
mm-hmm.
which is
all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. Oh, I'm the worst vampire ever. I'm so scared.
I fought them off.
Dear.
Okay, so they came to collect fealty. All right, so what do they say? She said, I fought them off. He's looking at her hands. What does he see? No idea. Like, because they don't show us mm-hmm. close enough. He says, you're going to be fine. She probably is. But okay, so if he finds out who I am.
That's because of the whole fortune teller thing, remember? We find out later.
Yeah, because
she
was giving fortunes.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But what is he supposed to do to help her? I do not feel sorry for you, even knowing that now.
But I don't
understand the logic here.
I think she actually still loves him.
I do too, but why is him turning into a vampire helpful
because
to her?
Because then it's like he chose her.
Yeah, she wins, and she's stronger, or he's stronger as a vampire than just a mortal, because that's all he is now, right? He's mortal.
Right, and now I think it's a barrier between him and Winona.
She says there's only one thing that can cure this affliction.
There's a cost to being a savior.
I think mortality is the affliction.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
See, do cut the shit, Contessa.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it so much.
Why?
It's like he just gave
up. No.
Yep.
Oh,
like
the
he doesn't
Christmas
even
ever.
Really want it. He's just
yep
making bad choices.
Oh, I do not remember that line.
Boo earns.
Ooh! Oh no,
that's right. That was a cool effect. The glowing eyes at the end there, though.
It was, but. It's
yeah,
a bit
now,
of a downer.
Now I remember why we were so bitter.
Mm-hmm. It's like, this is not the Christmas episode for like good-hearted cheer.
No, there was some delightful banter and some double entendres, but it was between mm-hmm. the wrong people, quote unquote wrong. So yeah,
but we did get Jeremy and Robin.
Yes,
that's true. That was delightful,
and we got way hot.
There's lots of good way hot. Yep,
yep, that's true. But.
I know.
Vampire Doc and Sad Nedley. Like, that's
hard
for me.
Sad Nedley is horrible.
It's really hard for me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then Bobo gets out of the well, which I'm not happy about.
I do remember being really happy about the amount of Bobo.
I was like, I think
we had a bit of a Bobo drought
we
leading up to it.
We were on side with bringing him out because he's kind of useless in the well.
Yeah, he's no fun in the well.
He's going to move things forward. We need him out of the well.
I mean, he kind of did, but we didn't get to see him again for quite a while.
No, it was very disappointing.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Bobo goes through quite the trial in this season, too.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, I never even mentioned the name of the actual episode. We just kept calling it the Christmas episode. But yeah, if we make it through December, which is a really depressing song.
It is really
my dad used to. My dad is a musician. He used to cover that song. So I was like, yeah, wow, that's a cheery song.
mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. All right. Well, I hope you guys, and I mean that literally as both like you guys and everybody listening, enjoyed this this little holiday cheer. And I don't know, what's the opposite of cheer? Boo. This little holiday boo.
We're probably going to go have another drink now.
I need one. Yep. Yep. That is the case. And one of these delicious Girl Guide cookies,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which is very similar to a Thin Mint, but not exactly the same. It's like a Thin Mint with a York peppermint patty, a tiny York peppermint patty inside. For all of you that
now I need
curious.
One too.
Yeah, me too.
I know. I would love to do a comparison of like the Girl Guide and the Girl Scout cookies.
Never had any Girl Scout cookies. I think they'd be interesting to try.
Today was my first taste of a Girl Guide cookie. So it's pretty good. I mean, it tasted very much like a Thin Mint. So
yeah,
I feel like. It would be fun to do a wider taste test.
Oh, I'm always on board for tasting cookies.
it's a rough job, but someone's got to do it.
Yep. All right. Well, 'tis the season for cookie tasting mm-hmm. and many other things. Also vampirism, apparently. So
no, let's not make that a thing.
No more okay. becoming vampires on Christmas. None of you.
All right. I suppose it's only happened once, so it's not necessarily a
that
thing.
Is not a trend make.
Yep. 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 Very true. Okay. Well, we'll be back at some point doing something.
We were thinking if anyone wants us to do more commentaries, yeah. you could send us an email at erpchirp@gmail.com or tell us on Twitter, mm-hmm. put suggestions in.
Yeah, if there's an episode that you particularly love or hate or just want us to talk about while it's playing in front of you, like to get that feel like you're watching it with your group of friends, because we're your friends.
Yeah, we are.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All erpers.
Yep, just let us know. Because this is fun and easy.
Yeah.
Right? So
but
fun.
We've got some other stuff coming. We're not disappearing completely.
Yep. Yep. There will be more around eventually. Well, we make no promises as to exactly
because we're lazy. We yep. take the lazy, well, when we get to it approach.
Yep. Totally. And I mean, it's winter in Alberta, which is like kind of time to slow down and hibernate a little bit.
Yeah. What else yep. are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Go outside.
I mean, I'll go outside to get to Erica's, but that's as far as I'm going to go.
Yep. I go to work and back and that's it. I don't even leave my house for this.
Yeah, no, you're lucky.
I am. All right. Well, I raise my glass of Santa's Little Helper to you guys for braving
Cheers.
The cold and coming over here to do this. And so happy holidays to everybody out there if you celebrate. If not, I hope you're having a really good day, whatever day it is. And we will be back at some point. And until then,
lights out, bitch.